As a father was tucking his young son into bed one night, his son said he was scared. He was afraid of the dark, as many of us have been in our lives. His son said that he was afraid that in the darkness, monsters would crawl out from under the bed and leap out of the closet to attack him. You can thank social media, I'm sure, for that somewhere. The young boy wanted his father to stay in his room to protect him. The father tried to comfort his son. He said, "There's nothing to be afraid of. There are no monsters. There's nothing in your closet." And the father told his son, "And besides, God is here too, because God is everywhere. And God will protect him." And his son said, "Dad, I know that God is everywhere, but tonight I need someone with skin." That is Christmas. This Mass of Christmas reminds us that we have nothing to fear. Even in the midst of the darkness and gloom in our own lives, and there is darkness and gloom in our lives and in our world, we have nothing to fear because God has taken on skin. Jesus is the human manifestation of God himself. And when you think about that, it's beyond amazing. No other religion in the world has such a truth. You know that there are different gospels at different Christmas masses. I preached on the genealogy last night, the first 17 verses of Matthew. Last night, Father Hochalter preached the Midnight Mass. Give the young guy the Midnight Mass. And he preached the Early Mass. I gave him the Early Mass too. He is a gentleman and he volunteered because he knew. At this Mass, we listen to John. The first 18 verses of John. This is the Mass during the day. And John wants us to be well-read. He begins his gospel with the words, "In the beginning," because he wants us to realize, "Oh, I heard that before." That's how the Old Testament begins, "In the beginning." Because John's gospel is a fulfillment of the book of Genesis. He tells us that there was never a time when the Word did not exist. There was never a time when Jesus, the second person, did not exist. But there was a time when the Word was born. And that is what we're celebrating here. The Word was born into a world the Word created. Jesus is born into a world he created, along with the Father and the Holy Spirit. And as is a common theme throughout the entire New Testament, some will accept him and some will not. It's always that way. We need to desire to be in the family or not. And I know that a lot of families are getting together right now, and maybe they don't want to be together all the time. So thank God for the NFL, right? It's like Troy Aikman said, that's the end of the game. Now you got to go talk to your families. But we desire to be in our Lord's family. And when we desire to be in our Lord's family, John tells us that we become children of God. And we have all the rights children have. Children are preferred, they are defended, and they are shown mercy. They are protected, they are loved, they are the priority. That's who we are when we believe in the Word that became flesh. We are God's children. My dear people, this Christmas season reminds us to continually accept Christ, to find a place in our hearts, not just now, but for the whole year. As we live our lives, we continually lose. Each day we get up, we lose time in this gift of life. As we age, we lose our health. As we live, we lose our family members and friends to death. As we live, we lose our youth, our energy, our ability to do what we once did. And in the end, we lose our life. That is a reason to be afraid. But we do not have to fear. Because God has taken on skin. The Word became flesh. And we celebrate today, my dear people, He dwells among us. Amen.